This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi and continuing coverage of the case against Karen Reed.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Could you please state your name and spell your last name for the jury, please?
Charles Ray, R-A-E.
And how are you employed, sir?
I work for the Canton Police Department.
And how long have you been a member of the Canton Police?
Approximately 25 years.
And what rank or assignment do you currently have with the Canton Police?
I'm a lieutenant.
And how long have you had the rank of lieutenant with the Canton Police?
I've been a lieutenant for about 9 years.
And what, if any, sort of specialized duties or assignments do you have within the Canton Police Department?
Day-to-day, I'm going to be a patrol shift commander. Some ancillary duties include overseeing the family services unit, which includes juvenile services, school resource offices, sexual assault investigations, and special populations.
And if I could turn your attention to January 29th, 2022, were you working that day?
I came in to work the day shift at about 7:30 a.m.
Okay, what is the day shift of the Canton Police?
7:45 a.m. to 3:45 p.m.
And when you arrived that day at the department, what if anything was sort of going on at the department that day when you arrived?
Well, it was a well-forecasted snowstorm. It was in the early stages. So when I came in, there was a lot of, as there usually is at shift change, a lot of comings and goings, people leaving the shift, people coming onto the shift. It was a busy dispatch area at that time.
And at some point after you arrived at work, were you made aware of a call that your department had dispatched to shortly after 6 a.m. on that day?
Correct.
And just in general terms, what was it that you learned about that call?
The outgoing shift sergeant, when he returned, usually there's a roll call. I believe that day, I don't recall there being a roll call, but there was an exchange of information, as there typically is, in the dispatch area. And I was advised that there was an unresponsive man found in the snow on Fairview Road.
And that outgoing shift supervisor was who?
Sergeant Sean Good.
And what, if any, information were you given as far as the unresponsive man?
That he was a Boston police officer. And he was found at 34 Fairview Road.
Let me ask you this. At some point, did you learn what his name was?
Yes, Mr.
And who did you learn?
Mr. John O'Keefe.
And were you familiar with Mr. O'Keefe?
I had never met him before, no.
At some point, did you become aware of where he lived?
Yes.
And from what you had learned from Sergeant Good, in addition to Mr. O'Keefe being transported from the scene to the hospital, who, if anyone else, was transported from the scene to the hospital?
I was advised that his girlfriend was on the scene as well, and she was subsequently transported to Good Samaritan Hospital, the same hospital that Mr. O'Keefe was transported to.
And at some point over the course of that morning, did you become aware of any children that Mr. O'Keefe was responsible for as far as the legal guardianship?
Yes, I was made aware that he was the guardian of two young children that may or may not be at the house at that time unattended, given the fact that both he and his girlfriend were transported.
Based on that information, what, if anything, did you decide to do?
I'm not sure if it was a suggestion of the former chief or if it was just something that organically developed, but it seemed like the right thing to do a well-being check on the children at the at One Meadows Ave, which was Mr. O'Keefe's residence.
And just with respect to the former chief specifically, who are you talking about?
Ken Berkowitz.
And a well-being check, if you could describe to the jury, sir, what is involved in that and what does it entail as it applies to this situation?
As it applies to this situation, we believe that there may be two young unattended children, and knowing that both Mr. O'Keefe and Ms. Reed wouldn't be returning to the house anytime soon, we wanted to check on them so that if they woke up and wonder where everybody was and need some assistance, that we could provide that and help locate other loved ones or bring them to the police station if we had to, just to kind of provide some sort of comforting presence.
And within the Canton Police Department, is there a specific cruiser that's allocated for sort of the shift supervisor?
Yes, 682.
And is that the cruiser that you used to go to One Meadows Ave?
We did.
And when you say we, who, if anyone, went with you?
Sergeant Lehan and I. He was the incoming sergeant.
And what, if any, role does Sergeant Lehan have with regard to the department? Specific role?
Now he's a detective sergeant and prosecutor. At that time, he was a shift sergeant.
And so the 682 cruiser that you were driving, are you aware that that has a cruiser camera fixed to it?
Correct.
Have you had occasion to review that footage from that particular cruiser on that particular morning?
I have now, yes.
Your Honor, if I could ask to publish for the jury a portion of Exhibit 41.
Okay.
Ms. Gilman, if I could have that on the screen, if I could ask Ms. Gilman if you could fast forward to 2 hours, 3 minutes, and 53 seconds. And what's up on the screen right now, Lieutenant, do you recognize what that is?
That'd be the interior of Sally Port Door 3, which is where the 682 would have been parked.
And then from there is where you drove from that position to One Meadows, correct?
Correct.
Ms. Gilman, if you could just run for about a minute. If you could pause it there, and Ms. Gilman, if you could, I'd ask you to fast forward to about 2 hours, 9 minutes, and 25 seconds. If you could play it from there, please. Deposit there. What's up on the screen, Lieutenant? Do you recognize that?
Yes.
And what do you recognize that to be?
One Meadows Ave.
And sort of toward the middle of the screen, is that sort of a front door to the home? Is that fair to say?
That's correct.
The door that you went to, is that the door, or did you go to a different door? If you know.
I don't remember which door we went to.
Now, with respect to this home, had you ever been there before?
No.
Subsequent to this, did you come to learn also that the residents of One Meadows Ave had cameras?
Yes.
Have you seen camera footage from both the driveway and the front door from the residents from that morning when you were there?
Yes.
Now, as far as a well-being check, if you could just sort of physically describe to the jury, what is it that you're doing with regard to a well-being check when you come to a house like this?
We're going to check to see if there's anybody there. Which is typically the case, and we're going to go knock on doors and see if there's any activity of anybody at the home.
If you could pause it there, Ms. Gilman. Now, so it appears from this you pull into the driveway at One Meadows Ave, is that correct?
Yes.
And there's a vehicle directly in front of you, correct?
Correct. Correct.
And at the time, you were not aware of sort of the particulars of the incident that occurred earlier in the morning, correct?
Correct.
And fair to say, from what's depicted up on the screen, was that essentially what the driveway looked like at that time when you came in there at approximately 8:23 in the morning, correct?
Yes.
And as far as when you went to knock on the door, are you just knocking on the front door and then no one answers and that's it? Or do you look around the house? What is it that you do on a well-being check?
You would go to the front door or the door that you think everyone would use in a whatever the situation was. You take a cursory glance around to see if there's any reason to check anywhere else. In this case, it's a fenced backyard, so I'm not going to be going back there. Because if in this case, we weren't looking for someone that might be a dead body. We were looking for two children that would be up and active.
Now, as far as that vehicle that's parked in the driveway in front of you, did you have any reason to look at it, inspect it, or anything like that at this point that you're at the house?
No.
And as far as any condition of it, specifically the right rear passenger side, you didn't have any occasion to go inspecting that or looking at it at that point, correct?
Correct.
Now, as far as your, from this video, the condition of the right rear passenger side and the condition vis-a-vis the left rear passenger side, that's how it appeared in the driveway when you pulled up, correct?
Correct.
Ms. Gilman, if you could hit play. Pause right there, Ms. Gilman. Sorry, the individual just sort of walked across the front of the cruiser. Do you recognize that?
Yes.
And who is that?
That was me.
Your Honor, I'm not sure how. May we approach?
Okay. Right. Lieutenant, we're going to need you back tomorrow. We're going to break for today.
Okay. Right,
so, jurors, that's it. You can stay just for a minute, please.
Picking up where we left off yesterday afternoon, Lieutenant, Ms. Gilman, if I could have Exhibit 41 back up on the screen. And Lieutenant, so we're about 2 hours, 10 minutes, and 58 seconds into this particular cruiser video. With respect to this video, if you could just remind the jury where we are and what we're looking at here.
This is One Meadows Ave, Canton, Mass, John O'Keefe's residence.
And Ms. Gilman, if you could get play at this point. Now, Lieutenant Ray, while this is up on the screen, if I could ask you to, you've reviewed this video since this date of January 29th, 2022, correct?
Yes.
And using the laser pointer in front of you, if you could direct the jury's attention to what, if anything, you noted in regard to the rear area of the vehicle in front of your cruiser.
This vehicle right here is Ms. Reed's vehicle. I believe that vehicle there is Mr. O'Keefe's vehicle. And I didn't, although I didn't know it at the time, but I have since reviewed.
Move to strike.
So let him finish his. You didn't know it at the time, but you have since what?
I have since reviewed this video, and I can tell that there is a.
Okay, the objection sustained.
Continue.
Now, during the course of.
No, he's got to ask the question differently.
During the course of your being checked, where is it around the residence that you want?
We initially went up to the one of the front doors. I believe it was the one on the right. And we knocked, rang the doorbell, knocked on the door, and we were seeing if we could raise anybody and get any response.
And during the time that you were there, were you able to raise anybody and get any response?
No, sir.
And at some point subsequent to this, what, if anything, did you learn as to the whereabouts of the children at the time that you were at the residence at 8:23 approximately a.m.?
After we left and we weren't able to raise anybody, shortly thereafter, we subsequently we did find out that the children were staying with friends or family at this time.
And Lieutenant, if you know, approximately how long were you at the residence doing this well-being check?
Five minutes, maybe 10 minutes.
Ms. Gilman, if I could ask you to just bring the video forward to about 2 hours, 16 minutes and 30 seconds. You can stop it there, Ms. Gilman. Thank you very much. Now, with reference to that driveway area that was in front of your vehicle when you parked there, what, if anything, beyond sort of snow, ice, or things like that, did you note within the driveway itself?
Within the driveway itself, I noticed there was two vehicles in the driveway.
Anything on the ground that that you noted that didn't... Anything on the ground beyond snow, did you know?
No, sir.
Now, sir, with reference to... with reference to the residents of One Meadows Ave, are you familiar with there being a security system or a ring video system at that residence?
Yes, there is a ring camera system at that residence.
And subsequently, to this date, have you seen that ring video?
Yes.
Ms. Gilman, if I could have Exhibit 6, if I could have Video 1-5. Now, Lieutenant Ray, what's up on the screen? Do you recognize that?
Yes.
And what do you recognize that to be?
Recognize that to be the driveway of One Meadows Ave, and myself and Sergeant Lehan exiting our cruiser while in the driveway.
And Ms. Gilman, if you could just play it through from there. Ms. Gilman, if I can have the next video at 160. If you could just pause it for just a moment. Now, again, what's up on the screen, Lieutenant, do you recognize that?
Yes.
What do you recognize it to be?
That's me entering, exiting the front of the residence, walking towards the driveway.
Ms. Gilman, if you could play it through for me. Thank you. Ms. Gilman, could I have exhibit 5, please? And from that, could I have video number 18? And if you could just pause it then. Lieutenant, do you recognize what's picked up on the screen now?
Yes.
And what do you recognize that to be?
One of the front doors to Mr. O'Keefe's house, and I'm entering the frame on the left.
And Ms. Gilman, if you could run it. Ms. Gilman, if I could have the next video, 19. Pause it there, Ms. Gilman. Now again, in addition to going to the front door and sort of in the driveway area, where, if anywhere, are you going in this video now?
It looks like I'm heading towards the, from the, this vantage point to the right, which if you're looking at the house from the front would be the left, to see if there's anything in plain view through the windows, if I could see anybody, any persons, any activity.
Ms. Gilman, if you could press play. Take that down, Mr. Officer, if we could have the light back on, Mr. Officer. Thanks, sir. And Lieutenant Ray, just lastly, once you left the residence of One Meadows Ave, where did you go?
I believe we went back to the police station.
Just one moment, Your Honor.
Yes.
I have no further questions for this witness, Your Honor.
Okay. Ms. Giannetti?
The defense has no questions.
Okay. You are all set, sir.
Thank you.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.